The unseen is sometimes much more erotic than what is within your sight. Things happen out of your view, off screen, in places that are just within my purview and distant from yours. This happens a lot when you train, when you listen, when you are under my spell and under my heel. Let me help you to see more of the space in your vision as off limits. After all, much of your training would benefit from a more permission-based perception. If you saw what I wanted you to see only at the right time, only when I wanted you to see it, feel free to touch yourself to get started. Arousal will come pretty quickly once I get going. You may ask why or how it will manifest, but that is precisely the impulse you and I aim to curb today. You will find out everything in its own time. You will find out just what I am going to do to you as you kneel. You already have training on what to do, on how to fill a certain void inside you, a certain aching desire. My interests, my fetishes, my desires mingling with yours, showing you more of my potential and just what I want to do while you wait. Kneel, if you had not knelt already. Kneel for me. This puts your head in the perfect position to look straight ahead. Stare vacantly straight ahead. Let your eyes droop if you like, heavy, vacant, as you kneel, shivering in pleasure. And let me into your head for a while. I will arrange things to work better and better for both of us. Kneeling is just the natural place to learn about my boots. But also, it provides me with power over timing and the ability to pleasantly surprise you. Stare straight ahead. Envision my approach to you, any dominant woman's approach to you. Heels clicking on the floor. You know the boots are there. Well-conditioned leather, or shiny latex, or any other configuration your mind could respond to. But you won't know until they come into view. When you kneel and stare straight ahead, you see my knees, maybe my lower thighs. But my boots are a bit lower until I get much closer. Kneel. I reach out, walking closer, finding your chin, pushing it upward a little, making sure your vision is oriented somewhat upward, making sure my feet and even my legs are out of view. Look at me, gaze upon my red dress, swaying as I move, hear the click, the precision. You know that my boots are there. You know that my legs are there. Worship heaped upon either one would enhance you, make your day better. But until I allow you the sight of them, until I allow you the proximity and the nailing service you would offer, you just have to build up your desire. Desire inside your body, inside your brain, the want for me trained into you, drummed into you. Your true nature is to nail there in boot lust, wanting to serve and nail and worship and learn to be closer. You know that I have cared for them. You know they will be clean and gorgeous and symbolic of your deep-seated urge to be under my heel. I might trample on you. I might press them into you. I might sit on a chair and extend them one after the other, and invite your lips or hands to lavish care upon my boots. But first, I would have to let you see them, and all I am doing right now is teasing, taunting, tempting. Every moment, you will be more aware of my boots, of what is just outside your vision. You know my desires by implication. You know my will for you in every inch of your body. You kneeling there, waiting for it. Waiting for me to come closer so my boots go into view, or to let you lower your chin, let you gaze directly upon my boots and begin to apply what you have learned. But there is a new lesson. Delayed gratification. At this point, right now, in your boot education, you are a bit too hasty. Your mind is too easily drawn to the instant gratification of falling for my boots, being trampled under them, pressed into a serving, submissive subspace while I dominate and draw you on. This is part of your education, but far from the only part. You should be able to understand the importance of seduction, of moving around the point and having you provide other services. So the most powerful service, the most seductive manifestation of your fetish, will arouse you all the more, harder, more intensely with every second. Sometimes the things you fail to see have power over you anyway. Your gaze wants to turn downward, even when I turn it upward. There might be some quite attractive things up high. My breasts, my lips, my body above you. But my legs, my boots are below. When you kneel, you have to balance your time between looking up, offering up service, and looking down to serve what you are most lured into, most drawn to. My boots click on the floor. I walk around you, out of sight, behind you. Your head is allowed to look straight ahead, to return to a normal gaze. Right ahead, on your knees, waiting. I press my boots against either side of your legs, clicking my heels on the floor once more. You stay as you are, waiting, staring straight ahead, knowing all good things will come to you in time if you wait. If you wait for me to select my use of you, your mind quiet and calm, your body oh so ready, feeling my boots against your legs like that, knowing I could walk in front of you and show you what you want to see. Your mind, your body, you want to be closer to my boots, closer to a subspace position of worship, closer to my controlled influence. These boots anchor you, weigh you down, tether you to my will and my intention. You want me to put you to use, satisfying my own fetish for your worship of my boots. You want me to direct and command you, and I am willing to do it, but only at the time I choose. You are kneeling there, under me, hungering for my command, hungering for orders, hungering for an excuse to submit, an object, a trigger, an influence that will make your mind go to its most submissive depths. You want it, and I want you to shiver for it. My boots are in contact with your body. You can't see them. You fail to see even my legs. But you succeed in lusting after them. You succeed in yearning. Arousal rises in your body. You begin to sweat and spark with desire, horny, ready, waiting, yearning. My legs against the side of your body. I am standing behind you, with my legs up against your back. Above you, my boots on either side of your knees. You are between my legs. I am looming over you, bringing my hands down to rub your scalp, rub across your head, touch and tease and curry my fingers against your head, so it tingles and sparks. The arousal just settles in more. My boots are in contact with your body. My legs are so close. If you turned your head to the side, you would be able to rest your cheek against my thigh, able to turn and kiss down my leg, kiss down to my boot. But I want you kneeling instead of doing that. I want you kneeling, waiting, attending, instead of offering that particular service just now. Every service will be useful to me in time. Every service will have its purpose. Right now, just kneeling there, just being an aroused target, is service to me. Sometimes there is service in stillness. Your fetish grows when I make you wait, make you anticipate. They are so near, right there. I have clicked my way around you, circling you, observing you, watching you tremble with longing. The longing to be put to my purposes. But those purposes can include stillness just as much as they can licking my boots and kissing your way up my long legs and being trampled underfoot. All of the parts of your fetish, including just being submissive and commanded to follow me along on my journey to our shared pleasure, can be used together to create this experience and build it up in your head. You are able to follow my commands because you hinge on them. You latch on to any chance to submit fully and truly, and then be consumed by pleasure, by the urge to indulge your fetish. My boots. See them in your mind. My leg. A particular clicking sound as I pace around you, aiming for you, determining how I will approach today's pleasant sparking submission. Kneel. Your body is lower than me, but we are both united. We are united in the pleasure and purpose of your fetish. Your boot fetish, powerful and constant. Your boot fetish, inviting you to kiss, to lick, to learn from my influence. Your boot fetish, handed from me to you, empowering you. You had embers before, but did you really comprehend this on the level I do? The glorious compartmentalization of your worship. Your devotion to one small object, one sleek aesthetic flourish, my boots. You can lay back as I lay them upon you, providing pleasure, exposed to my will, made manifest, a sign you will lay your mind down before me, nailing, letting my words wash over you. Think of how powerful my lessons will be if you are kneeling or lying face down, whimpering, face pressed to my boot, as the lesson soaks in, soaks into your mind, your very being, everything about you awash in my will. My desire for both of us to love when you submit. I gain something here, just by deepening your fetish, your longing. I gain the pleasure of knowing I have installed and intensified this way of thinking. Longing. That is what is in you. You long for my boots. That longing grows greater and greater the more you feel my dominance over you. The stronger it is, the more subjugation and submission overtake you. Longing, yearning, wanting exposure, wanting to press yourself into service of my boots. The longing is for them. The yearning is for them, but it all ties back to me. Submission ties back to me. Your desire ties back to me. You get closer to my boots. Your hunger to obey and serve grows greater, and I will find ways to use it. Ways to use your will, your desire, your need, your obedience. You will follow in my footsteps. There are some things which make you submissive and obedient just because you attach so much importance. You have a submissive, boot-worshipping student's brain, which means you will always find ways to submit. Your submission must express itself in something, must express itself in some way. And all I must do is awaken the urge. The click of my boots. Hearing it is like hearing the of my fingers. The click of my boots clicking your mind away, clicking your body into simple, submissive silence. Clicking my boot heels on the ground, following my own instincts, my desire to have you kneeling underfoot. Follow along because you will learn. Follow along because that click will grow in power, grow every day until the mere sound of my boots clicking on the floor, my heels clicking on the floor, will become the soporific which sends you into a true trance of insidious obedience. Click, click. Clicking your mind off, clicking your submission on. Even now I am walking in front of you, interview, inviting you. You see my boots, sleek, black, perfect. I let you reach out, touch them, rub against them. The feeling impresses itself into your brain. Remember it. Remember the feeling of my boots. Remember the ideal submissive sensation inside your head. Your longing is fulfilled. Your submissive desire is locked on, locked in, held fast. You are under my words, under my guidance, under my influence, and the light of my control comes into your head whenever you see those dark boots, soaking up all the light, soaking up all thought, soaking up all will, except the will to let in my powerful commands and be beneath my boots. Domination, simplicity, control, and the will to have your boot-driven brain worshipping actively under me. The touch of your hands on my boots, the feel of your cheek against them. You are lower down, relaxed, simple, locked in, guided into my grasp. The application of worship doesn't relieve your need. The worship makes it even stronger. You can see my boots now, and your submission is at its peak. The worship of my boots, the kissing up and down my legs as well, learning all about the way your mind feels when attachment to my boots is the only thing in there. Kneeling in your submission. Kneeling perfection, closeness, beneath, and yet cherished. I have let you see them. I have let you touch them. Finally, your longing has been realized, brought to full reality. You see my boots. You stare at them. You become lost in the reflective surface. Focus on my boots. Focus on your mind melting away. Submit. Give in to the impulse. Let the desire, the submission, mount up. You have been wanting to see them for so long. When I keep my boots out of sight, I ensure you know they are there. It gives them even more power over you when I finally allow you to stare at them, become lost in their surface. Think of me, inspecting and choosing my boots. Think of me, considering what to do, cleaning them, oiling them, making sure they are in a good place to be worthy objects of your desire. I care for them, tend to them well, and you can feel that care, that warmth and good intention from my alluring boots, flaking over into your mind when you worship or rub yourself against them. Breathe deep. Feel the vision of my boots take over. You are there, and you feel the care I put into the experience, your experience of being slowly introduced to my boots, of only gradually learning what they can do to you. A boot cleaning student, a wind up automaton, there, and when I extend my boot and say lick, you do. Aware all the while of the other leg, the leg above the boots, the various places I might direct your attention later, of hands and mouth, or simple skin contact. That is an act of devotion, and I will be sure to correct, to train, to instruct, to tell you just how to do it. I care about my boots. I take care of them. I care about your technique, your devotion. I care about that. I care for my boot worshipping devotee too. You will fulfill yourself within the scene if you are given the fullest opportunity to submit and worship. I will make room for you. I will give you an ever greater fetish. This talk, this reminder, this scene, this tease, has heightened the longing within you. So I will give you a chance to satisfy that longing. A chance to use it in our shared mutual service. I will give you the chance to kneel and worship, to lose yourself in the pleasure of our shared moments. Kiss, lick, serve, worship. Feel our connection. Feel how I have the same longing you do, but from the other side, from the dominant end of things. I want to see you rub yourself against me, lust in a reverie of horny aroused need and hunger for my boots to trample and pin you. You want to be under me, under my influence, under my word, under my boots. And I want you to go there safe and simple, safe and able, safe and submissive. You can then use your mind to create a greater boot fetish. Every minute, a greater boot fetish. Every moment, your mind is under the dominion of my boots. And I just keep clicking on, dragging you on, making you able. Clicking into place, looking into place, fueling your enjoyment. Give in now. You get to give in. Lick my boots. Serve my boots. Show me just how you feel to be under my boots. You get to give in. I get to oversee and make sure you come out of it even more aware of just what my boots and the image of my boots which exist in your mind can do for you. Do to you. They loom above your kneeling form, train you, guide you, complete you. Worship.